the Places God Will Take You by Veronica Neffinger. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Looking at my stash of postcards, I can't help but think of the Dr. Seuss book title, Oh, the Places You'll Go. I've been a lot of places, within the U.S. anyway. Bayfield, Wisconsin for their apple orchards and outdoor concert venue. Winding Lombard Street in San Francisco, the mangroves of the Florida Keys, Pikes Peak in Colorado, and the list goes on. As I look at the postcards which mark each place I've been, I also can't help but think that rather than the places I'll go, the theme for my life has been, oh, the places the Lord will take you. Sometimes these are literal, physical places, like the ones mentioned above, but more often they are intangible places of spiritual growth. All Christians seem to love the popular proverb verses, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. But oftentimes, it seems we do not trust in God to lead us down the right metaphorical path, while we do trust our GPS to get us to the scenic overlook, that historical attraction, that famed wonder of nature, all physical realities. I would wager that many of us have discovered the hard way that when you think you know better than your GPS and you override it, you usually end up lost. I don't think it would be a stretch to claim that we often do the same with God as our guide. It's easy to think we know best how to direct our paths and get where we want to go, but the truth is, we wouldn't have many spiritual postcards hanging in the room of our hearts if we went our own way. God is trustworthy. He is always ready to prove that. I bet many, many of us could look back on the life we have already lived and point to dozens of times when we saw God's hand orchestrating situations, bringing certain people into our lives, opening certain doors, closing others, bringing us to a place in which we can look back and see his providence. Many of us will also probably admit that those paths didn't look very straight at the time when we were in the valley. But, after all, it's the same on a map. A road may look straight from a bird's eye view, but when you walk or drive it, you may find it has many bends and curves. And yet, we still trust that the road will take us where the map or a GPS said it would take us. What if we did the same in our relationship with God? Intersecting faith and life. Take a few minutes to consider the path God has been leading you on and renew your trust in his leading. Further reading, Psalm 48:14 and Isaiah 58:11. And as always, check out fantastic resources on faith, family, and fun at crosswalk.com.
Everyone wants to change the world. Capital Ministries is doing just that, one heart at a time by creating disciples of Jesus Christ among political leaders in the U.S. and foreign nations. For more than 25 years, founder Ralph Drollinger has written Bible studies specifically for public servants. Study along with us and learn what the Bible says about capitalism, communism, abortion, same-sex marriage, and other contemporary issues. Subscribe and follow us at lifeaudio.com or search Capital Ministries on your favorite podcast platform.